Compartment. Even the deepest wounds will heal over time. your scars and yours over mine. And they'll never find us if we turn off our phones. We're off the grid, we're off our meds, we're finally out on our own. Now I see color coming back in your cheeks. Angel, don't fight it to them, you know we'll always be free. Stretching the wall.
Music right there from an iconic band that is both musically and visually outrageous with the garage punk that they make. It is New York City's very own Yeahs with their song Cheated Hearts. That comes from the band's sophomore album Show Your Bones. In the middle, it is the fierce and frenetic trans rocker Ezra Furman, Ms. Ezra Furman, with the song Suck the Blood from My Wound, the second song this hour that includes the word wound in its title. I am not going for a theme here, folks. That particular track comes from Ezra Furman's album Trans Angelic Exodus. Concert review, quickly, I will talk about this. Had an opportunity 3 weeks ago. My husband and I got a chance to catch Ezra Furman when she toured through the Detroit area. This is a musician, I think it was my third or fourth time seeing Ezra perform. This time I felt like Ezra was on fire. While there is so much happening that can scare and terrorize trans people, in America, in the world, Ezra Furman made point of bringing light to it, but also talking about that we need joy to combat all of the darkness. And all that joy and that fierce rock energy made its way into her show. So with that, our Girly So Groovy listeners in Vancouver, you're still in luck. Ezra Furman is touring your way later in August. August 12th, you can catch Ezra Furman at the Hollywood Theater. Highly recommend going if you want to support trans artists like Ezra Furman. Kicking off the set, we had music out of Madrid. It is Heinz with their latest album, Viva Heinz. We heard the song Superstar. Okay, the clock is ticking. Let's do this. It's Feist right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Feel it all. The wings are wide. my heart, I'll be the one who'll break my heart. I'll be the one who'll break my heart. I'll end it though you started it. The truth lies. The truth lies. And now
I just want you back.
When toxic masculinity's got you down and you just want to stomp and clap and dance it all away, well, then you have tuned to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert. Music right there from Montreal indie rockers Private Lives. They return with their sophomore album, Salt of the Earth. We heard the track Dealer's Choice, the track that opens the full album. In the middle, it is another fantastic Montreal band, Stars. The song is called Bitches in Tokyo. That comes from the band's album In Our Bedroom After the War. And then kicking things off, it is singer-songwriter Feist with I Feel It All. That comes from Feist's third album, The Reminder. Well, friends, I'm looking at the clock. There is not much time left here. We need to wrap up this episode of Girly So Groovy. Whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full 24 years, I cannot say thank you enough. Girly So Groovy celebrated a birthday just last week. We turned 24 years old. It was 24 years ago. My friend Dan and I walked into CJAM 99.1 FM on the campus of the University of Windsor to see if we could start a show. And lo and behold, they had confidence in us even when we did not. And 24 years later, here I am still bringing you Girly So Groovy. A huge thank you to CJAM for taking a chance on us. To all of our syndicated stations, we are now featured on 20 stations across Canada, coast to coast in Canada, and down south in the United States. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But more importantly, thank you to you, the listener, you who get that every week this is a 2-hour mixtape to celebrate and amplify voices that deserve to be heard. Okay, listen, friends, programming note, after celebrating that 24-year mark, oh girl, I am tired. That means this is Girly So Groovy Incorporated's plant shutdown, taking a 3-week break. More music will be coming your way the week of August 24th. Until then, stay in touch with the show. Find us online, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, or Instagram at GSG Radio, or Facebook simply at Girly So Groovy. Let's wrap this up. I think we'll wrap up the full 2 hours with Vancouver indie rock duo Yesterday's Man. They released a self-titled album that we have featured here a few times on the program. I think this time I'm going to leave you with the track Keep It Here With Me from Yesterday's Man. If you like what you hear, they are on Bandcamp again. Thank you. This show is nothing, nothing without you. Over the next few weeks, while I find time to relax, I want you to keep this with you. The world might be a crazy place. Whatever you see online, just remember, you are stronger than that. You are more dynamic than that. Here's Yesterday's Man here on Girly So Groovy. From me.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, Simon Fraser University Campus Radio, streaming on the internet at www.cjsf.ca.
This is Bird Note. Safety is everything for birds during breeding season, be it of the eggs, the chicks, and even the mother, so nests must be well hidden. In fact, nests often blend in so well with the background that they're very difficult to see. But do birds deliberately choose materials that camouflage their nests? To find out, a team of biologists from the University of St. Andrews in Scotland studied male zebra finches, tiny Australian songbirds with smoky gray heads, stubby red beaks, orange cheeks, and black and white tails. Peaceful and friendly, they are popular both for research and as pets. The scientists wallpapered the finches' cages with one color of paper. Then, they gave the birds two differently colored materials to build their nests. For the most part, the finches chose to build with materials that matched the walls of their cages. But many of the zebra finches also used small amounts of materials that weren't the same color as the walls. This suggests that the birds may have a second way to hide their nests, disruptive camouflage. The small pieces of nesting material that don't match the wallpaper break up the nest's visual outline, so it is less likely to catch a predator's eye. Safety, it turns out, can sometimes be found in plain sight. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
All right, we're going to get started.
Studio 6, CJSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances and interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
That's so nice to hear.
It's when we're at our best, personally and professionally, I feel like.
I saw you guys at a show for Mr. Merlot at Toast Collective. I was wondering if you guys had any like local favorites in the scene.
I like Man Eater is so good, coming out with a new tape really soon. There's something to look out for.
The series engages artists in the conversations about the community and cool topics that affect them the most.
The way your vocals fit in, right, kind of in this other layer, and your guitar and your drums, and you're able to make this, like, impressive amount of sound for just the two of you. So I just wanted to get into that.
Mm-hmm. You can watch the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube channel or on our website.
Standing up against